Okay, here we go. Did not participate in practice of Kyle Williams, which is obviously normal from what we've been doing. Craig Erbrick did not participate in practice. I think it's going to be a game time decision, and I won't be able to update you during the week saying, is he closer, is he not closer. I really think it'll go all the way till the end. That's how I feel right now. And I will update, you know, where we have to list him. He has a foot. He has a foot, okay? You know, we were sore after the game. We thought it'd be better, and it's not, okay? So we're going to see that, and that'll be day-to-day, and that decision will come later in the week. You know, obviously, right now the plan is if he's not available, then J.J. will be in there, okay? You know, playing. Limited in practice was Kiko Alonso with a knee, okay? He was limited. Basically, we're just resting him. Brandon Smith with an ankle. He got it during practice. Also, full participation in practice, because we have to list him, is Jonathan Meeks. I thought that, you know, obviously with the disappointment of last Sunday, you know, we've come back and we've had three good days. You know, we had a good Monday, the players' day off, they did a good job, and they came in here and they worked extremely hard through practice. So, you know, that's one of the things that you look for. You know, they've done a good job. It's got to carry over onto the field on Sunday.
A little bit about Unga.
Yeah. So sure.
This guy is kind of new, yet it looks like you're going to plug him in.
Well, sometimes you get forced to do that, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes that's a good thing. You know, we just put somebody in there, someone that we were looking to get more reps from. If Craig is available, okay, then we'll probably have to increase JJ's reps anyway, you know, depending on the limitations of Craig. And if Craig's not, then we're going to put JJ in there and go. So, you know, and we'll see. You know, I mean, when he went in there last week, there were things that he did that we were very happy with. And, you know, sometimes, you know, for us as coaches, you know, sometimes, and I've said this before, like in preseason, you got to throw guys in there, see what they can do, know exactly where they are.
Are you happy with the production you're getting out of your top receiver spots that you've got?
I think, you know, production is a funny thing. And I look at it from a standpoint of, you know, where we are as a whole. So I don't look at it as an individual. You know, I think from an offensive standpoint, especially in the passing game, you know, we need a production as a whole. There's a couple of things that I see, all right, that are issues. Okay, one of them is, you know, we've obviously protected better at home than we have on the road. Okay, we've got to figure that out. We have to do a better job there. That gives us at least the opportunity to throw the ball down the field. Okay, the other one, there were some games where we had more than the acceptable amount of drops. Okay, we can't have those. The other thing is, obviously, we have a young quarterback. Okay, we've got to keep that coming. You know, it's just like I said the other day, you know, again, and I want to make sure that I don't miscommunicate it, is that, you know, as we were going with him and he was playing what we considered well, we kept increasing. Now you go out and you play a poor game, whether it's a top quarterback in this league or a rookie quarterback, your first decision of what to do is like, well, okay, well, now we've been increasing, you know, let's step back. But that doesn't mean we're going to go become more simpler and easier to defend.
Are you confident in what Stevie is capable of doing at that spot? Or
yes. I think what you said is it's just like everything else. You know, when you look at us consistently, you know, that's what we need from everyone. You know, do we have the confidence in the players we put out there? Yes, because they've done it on the practice field, all right, and they do it on a daily basis. You know, the thing is when you go over into the field, you know, you want to be consistent. Now, I want to make sure that I communicate. I'm not just talking specifically about Stevie as much as I am, you know, when you write it. It's that's really as a whole with this whole football team of what we have to do.
But there's only so many snaps to go around here. We need to get more production from Graham. We need to get more production from Goodman. Does this mean maybe Stevie gets fewer snaps?
Well, I don't know about fewer snaps. I really don't. I think that we have to find ways, okay, as an offense, all right, where we can get them the ball. And obviously it just can't be, you know, throwing go routes. You know, when you look at 2 weeks ago, all right, when we played, you know, Tim asked this question the other day, okay, we had, and I went back and looked, we had targeted both of them, okay, 4 times of 2, and then we targeted TJ last week, you know, sometimes, and we didn't get the catches, okay? So now we've got to make sure that we're doing things with them where teams aren't getting beat where they just run and goes, all right? And put it up there a little bit where, you know, we can use their speed and get them in. And I think, That's a challenge for us, not necessarily the players. That's a challenge for us as coaches, and that's our responsibility.
Doug, I understand there's issues with the supporting cast offensively, but what in your mind is the biggest hurdle that E.J. Manuel needs to cross to achieve the level of consistency that you want to see?
Well, it's definitely not his work ethic. It's definitely not how he goes about things, okay? He is harder on himself, okay? I don't want to say than everyone on this team, but he's very hard on himself, and obviously we all understand it's a difficult position. If everyone on this team was being evaluated like a quarterback, you can find a lot of things that are going on that are not consistent. We understand that. I understand that. Okay, but that goes with the job. You know, for him, does he have to get better? Yes, he does. You know, in a lot of areas. Okay, and he is. Even though the performance at times can't see that. But at the end of the day, you have to have a solid cast around you supporting you. Every quarterback has done that. Once you have a solid class, okay, and doesn't have to be great, then the quarterback's play can increase the level of the people around them, okay, or it can decrease the level of the people around them. That's why that position is so important.
You mentioned last week about coach X's and O's being a small portion of the coach's job.
Yes.
What, with everything, the state of where you are right now with a few games left, where everything is, record, performance, everything, how critical of a juncture is this for this organization
mm-hmm. right now? Okay, I would say this. All right, if I said that it's not important, it's probably...
I think you said it was a smaller portion
yes.
than people would...
Absolutely. I think, you know, people think schematically, and you could see. I mean, if you're seeing people and they're put in a good position... You know, then you say to yourself, well, gosh, you know, you got to make this play or that play. Now, does that happen 110% of the time? No. You know, we as coaches make mistakes. You know, a couple from game to game where you say, gosh, I wish I had this call back. I wish I had that call back. But not many of those, okay, usually go on if you're doing a good job. And that's not the thing. You know, so to say for us, it goes back to the consistency. What I'm struggling with, and I think we all are, and I explained it to the team, is that you take certain situations, and this is what I explained to them today, and you may be the top five in this or number one in that. And then all of a sudden on second down, okay, you go from a top five team, okay, to all of a sudden you're ranked 10th. I'll give you an example. Defense, we lead the league in sacks, second in interceptions, okay, and first in tackles for a loss. Pretty darn good. Okay, but then all of a sudden you look on first down, we're giving up way too much yardage. Second down, we're doing a good job. All right, then you go to third down. Third and 4-7, okay, we're number one in the NFL. Third and 8+, we're number 30. And that's really what I explained to the team is where I'm struggling, where we are struggling, or I should say that's where our darn challenge is. And we're going to fix that in the next 3 weeks, and that's what's important for us.
Amen.
Sure.
Great insight there. But I mean from a almost like a psychology or a culture standpoint. I mean, you're at a point here where things could spin one way. You need to maybe stem what's happened the last couple of weeks, make some sort of statement here these last 3 weeks, whatever it may be. You view this as a critical point for the organization moving forward.
Yeah. Right, wrong, or indifferent, this is how I look at it. Okay? Here's our critical point. Every week is critical. Every game is critical. I don't like to label a series or a quarter or whatever it may be, okay? I like to make sure that I keep the concentration and focus on this game. Is it critical we win this game? Yes, it was critical that we won last week, and we, you know, and it's the truth. Last week is as poorly as we played, no doubt about it, okay? No doubt about it. We've got to get back and play and become consistent in those areas to build, okay, that foundation. Do we have a plan? Yes. Will we do that? Yes. And that will get accomplished.
You look like you're, I don't know, coming off the Atlanta game, and I don't know, mental toughness is kind of a vague term, but whatever. But the response was obviously not there on Sunday. What, you just mentioned they've been good in practice. What makes you get a sense that maybe that message has reached the players or whatever, and that the result may be different on Sunday? What are your indicators?
I don't think so. I think players watch the film. I think they get it. I really do. You know, when you go in and ask them, you know, I think they'll be able to tell you, hey, it's not acceptable. We don't feel good. We've got to come out and we've got to work hard. I know it sounds like a cliche, but that's the truth. Okay? You know, you put something on tape that you're not proud of. That's at the end of the day, none of us are proud of what we put on that tape. That tape's there forever. Everyone could go back to that game. Everyone in the NFL could look at it. That's not what you want to do in this league.
What did you learn early in your Syracuse years about a losing program and building the foundation into the future?
I think, you know, obviously there's a lot of things that you learn. I've been through this quite a bit, okay, as a player and as a coach, okay, at the NFL level and also at the collegiate level, okay, as a head coach. It's a challenge. It's painful. It hurts, okay? But as long as you don't feel sorry for yourself, as long as you don't say, woe's me, okay, as long as you can go in there and make sure that people are accountable, okay, and you hold yourself accountable, and you make sure you say, I hope we can, I wish we could, we might be able to, and you use words like that, you're never going to get yourself over the top. You know, we have to do this, we have to do that, we will do this, and we will do that. And, you know, I think all those cliches that you've heard, I think are true. I think that we all become impatient, and I'm not asking for impatience or patience because I am impatient right now. We want this thing to go, okay? Every day is critical. Every rep is critical. None more critical, okay, than what you do at the present time, all right? And it's not like the ones before weren't critical. And you fight and you fight, okay? And you make sure you find the guys that are going to fight with you. You make sure you find the right people that you have, all right? And you get yourself out of it. It's happened for a long time here, okay? We still obviously are mathematically in it, okay? All right, we could get knocked out of it. It's not in our control, all right? But what's in control is for us to go win a game, all right? If not, it's been 14 years, all right? That's too damn long, okay? And we're going to change that.
Doug, can you, I know you've been here for 11 solid months now, I don't know if it's enough time, but can you draw any parallels to the first year at Syracuse of what you inherited and the first year at Buffalo, any parallels between those situations?
Yeah, absolutely. And as far as comparing, you know, what the past has been and how that's compared and what are the things that are the same and what you go through, I'd be more than happy, okay, more than happy to spend as much time, okay, postseason with that, because we still have 3 weeks, okay, where things are going to change, okay? Things are going to change, and I want to make sure that all that information is there, and then I'll be able to answer that question fully, which I have no problem answering that question.
Is this another reminder of facing your sixth team coming off an extended break and just the frustration of that and the schedule? They're coming off a Thursday game.
Again, is there frustration in that? To a certain extent, but you know what? That's in the back of my mind. That is not at the forefront. Our job is we have nothing to do with the schedule, okay? Hey, when it comes out, our job is to play and win no matter where we are. You know, no different. You know, to sit here and complain about this and complain about that, why? Why? You think when I say that, you think anyone's going to feel sorry for us? No, it's the same situation. You know, we got to get out there and play, and we got to win. We got to play better on the road, okay? We have to do that. There's a big discrepancy to how we play on the road and how we play at home. And that's probably been, okay, the trend for a while, all right? We've got to get ready to go.
Doug, Kiko's knee, how did it happen?
Scott? Yeah, I looked on the film. I couldn't see it. I didn't know if he got hit, rolled on, or not. And I think again, it's one of those things where you can't pinpoint that play, okay? But it's just sore. They asked me what we wanted to do, if I wanted to put him out there, go out there and practice. You know, the guy's taking a lot of snaps. I just said, you know what? Let's limit him.
Injury notwithstanding, how would you sum up this season? Hot start, and then since then?
I think exciting. I really do. I really do. You know, I think all of us can see the way he plays the game, and what you don't see, and to give you a little insight, okay, he's one of the first guys here in the morning, one of the last guys to leave. He's probably, as a rookie, more in tune with his body and getting it ready to play than really anyone I've been around, and I'm not exaggerating with that. You know, it's a great question. I don't know if he'll tell you that, but that's what he does. So, the thing about it is what you see with him is what we talk about. You know, we say don't confuse effort with results. With him, you see effort and you see results.
Can you give an example about being in tune with his body?
Sure. You know, you look at him here in the morning, you see him before we work out, you see him here early, taking care of his body. You know, and that's what sometimes we talk about being a pro. A lot of times, you know, hey, can I sleep a little bit later? You know, can I get out of here a little bit earlier? And part of what being a pro is being in tune with that. You know, being able to take care of your body. Did the trainer tell you to come in early? No. Did the trainer say to stay after and stay, you know, and take care of your body? No. Is it an injury? No. Okay? But it's maintenance and knowing who you are. And I think that's excellent. When you can get that at someone that young that has the ability to influence, okay, and his leadership ability obviously will increase because of the way he plays on the field. And we'll look towards that as we grow and move into the next step with him.